Good morning, my friends. Greetings again in the name of our Lord and Savior. It's been a while, but thank God we are here. Our morning lessons, this is St. John 13 and verse 34. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. Praise the Lord. What Jesus was saying here, let me go back up to verse 33. Little children, yet a little while I am with you. Ye shall seek me, and as I said unto you, the Jews, whither I go, you cannot come now. So now I say unto you, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Now, Jesus is saying to his disciples, as we can see here, he was about to leave, and he was comforting his followers. And to love much, what he's saying, love others as much as I, as Christ love you, as how he loved me, he loved us. Now we are to love others based on the sacrificial love what Jesus Christ have done for us. Look what he has done. He gave his life. He died for us. Why? So that we don't have to go through what he does. We don't have to die for him. The only thing he's asking here, he did it sacrificially for us. Such love will not only bring unbelievers. When we love, what he was saying to his disciples, when people see how much you love each other, it will draw them to you. They want to come to you. Such love will not only bring unbelievers to Christ, it will also keep believers strong and united in one. Praise God, especially in such a hostile world we are living in today. If they see the love in us, they will want what we have. Jesus was a living example of God's love, as we are to be living example of Jesus Christ. Jesus says, our Christ-like behavior, we are his disciples. People will see that we are, oh yes, they are his disciples. We love each other. Our behavior is different. Do people see us with petty bickering, jealousies? Sometimes, my friends, what we show the world, what we show people around us, be jealous of each other, bickering, and all things what Jesus didn't do. He did not show any of those things. So when we show love, not jealousy, not division, in our surrounding, these are the things what people, when people come around us or see us together, they notice these things. And if we are attracting Jesus Christ, our people to Jesus Christ, they will see something in us what they would love to be a part of. But if they see bickering and jealousies and hatreds or whatever, those negative things are. We cannot attract people to us, but our life we live will attract people, unbelievers, non-believers. It will attract them and draw them to us. The new commandment, thou shalt not love. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Jesus is saying here, though it seems sometimes the Bible looks like everything is thou shalt not, but no. Some people think the Bible is just nothing but don't. But Jesus summarized it nicely. All those rules, when we love one another with all our heart. Remember, look what God did first. First of all, he said, love the Lord with all your heart. And when we love God with all our heart, he said, then now, love your neighbors as how Christ, as yourself. He called these things great commandments. When we love our neighbor as ourself, Christ is not asking us, we cannot die for anyone. We cannot die for anyone. Jesus already did that. He paid that price for us. He called these things the great commandment or rules. So we, our duty is to shine, to live, to follow Jesus Christ's command, what he does. He is our great example. They hated him. They spat on him. They beat him without mercies. And look what he did. He died to save the world. All those things Jesus did is just to save us, to save the world, and not just one race. Every tribe, everyone who believe him, who follow his command, he died for you and for me. So it's our duty, it's our choice. Number one, he does not force anyone. It's our choice to follow Christ or not. And if you choose to follow him, it's not a new commandment, really. If you read Leviticus 19 and verse 18, anyone choose to write. And if you read again, Matthew chapter 22 and verse 34 to 40, you can see this commandment was there in Leviticus 19, 18, to love others. So it was there before, but when Jesus was leaving, he was encouraging the disciples to love one another, love each other, look out for each other, take care of each other, as I did for you. I died for the whole world so that we did not have to do that. All we have to do, follow the command of the Lord Jesus Christ. My friends this morning, my beloved friends, let us follow, let us be an example for the world to see. Let us do what Jesus did. He loved unconditionally. And believe me, in today's world we are living, people are looking. The enemy, even our enemies are watching. And they will want us to even do things what God is not even talking about. But what we should do, love as Jesus Christ loved. And he will do the rest. Remember, Jesus Christ is alive today. He was risen from the dead. Now we are going down to Easter, when we know he was crucified and died. And he told his disciple, I will come again. And today, my beloved friends, he is coming back. The signs are here. We have to do what he asked us to do. May the Lord bless you today. May he keep you, guide you, and protect you. I pray this morning that these few words, these few short words, you can go continue reading. It's all there. But let us choose today who you want to follow. And I will encourage you to follow Jesus Christ. The time is far spent. It is almost late. So let us love one another as Christ has loved us. May the Lord bless you and keep you safe. In Jesus' name, amen.